On March 3rd, day 7 of our 15-day birding tour in Hawaii, Russ and I landed in Kona on the Big Island. I'd already added 13 lifers, more than I'd seen in Alaska 2 years before, and I'd already had some of the most splendid experiences of my life. It was time for my sense of elation and gratitude to simmer down, right? Wrong. After Oahu and Kauai, we were done with red-crested cardinals, which are not found on the Big Island, but we got a whole new gorgeous species, the yellow-billed cardinal. As handsome as the crested version is, the yellow-billed is somehow just as stunning. Neither is a native Hawaiian bird, but they sure are pretty. We spent most of the day at places where we could find shorebirds and waterfowl, including nenes. But the most joyful encounter of the day wasn't even with a bird. It was with a green sea turtle at the Aiopio fish trap. When we were in Maui in 2000, our kids, Russ and I, had a snuba diving adventure with several of these stunning reptiles. Snuba diving is simply wearing a snorkeling mask hooked to an oxygen tank on a raft above us, which allowed us to go fairly deep underwater for a good long time. One of my most vivid memories of that whole trip is of a sea turtle approaching me underwater with the exact same kind of dopey smile that sloths wear. As much as I love sea turtles, I never knew until March 3rd that they come ashore not just once a year to lay their eggs, but also whenever they feel like it, simply to loll about in the sun on a sheltered beach. I was thrilled to witness this. And 3 days later, I was even more thrilled to see 7 sea turtles basking at Punalau Beach. Seeing them was one of the sights that will stay with me for the rest of my life. On March 4th and 5th, we visited wildlife refuges that are closed to the general public. Professional guides from Hawaii Forest and Trail provided the permits to access the Hakalau National Wildlife Refuge and the Palila Forest Discovery Trail, where desperate attempts are being made to keep pigs, sheep, and other invasive species from further damaging the native forest while trying to ensure that visitors don't track in spores from a horrifying new fungal disease called rapid ohia death, which is killing one of the most important native plants providing food to native forest birds. What a thrill to see not just one Akia Pola'au, but a father and youngster. These birds with their bizarrely mismatched bills, the upper mandible much, much longer than the lower, were even cooler than I expected and gave me way more photo ops than I dared hope for. Iiwis, apapanes, a stunning Hawaii akepa, the color of orange sherbet, and at least momentarily hearing my most yearned-for lifer of the trip, a palila, made these 2 days among the best of the entire trip. Then we visited a place near and dear to Russ's and my hearts, Hawaii Volcanoes National Park, where we'd spent a very memorable day with our kids in 2000. We went to some of the exact same places, some looking pretty much the same, but some entirely different thanks to eruptions that had taken place in the last quarter century. Apapanes were everywhere. Then we worked our way down the Chain of Craters Drive to one of the most glorious sights of the trip, a nesting colony of the Hawaiian form of black noddies. I'd seen them before, both the last time we were in Hawaii and on this trip, but always way, way out on the ocean. Here, they were flying in and out of crevices on a rocky wall, a magnificent way to end the last day of our birding tour. Russ and I spent 3 extra days in Hilo after the tour broke up, and those included some of the biggest highlights of the trip of all, spending intimate time with Iiwis and Nenes both. I'll be talking about those 2 splendid birds and more in the coming weeks. We left Hilo on March 11th. Our flight home involved a lot of wrinkles, including an unexpected stop at LAX in the middle of the night. But spending over 3 hours in the Honolulu airport made up for that. They have two gorgeous gardens within the secured area of the airport where I got some of my best photos of the trip, mostly introduced birds, but also one Pacific golden plover. And when we finally made it home to Duluth 7 hours after we were supposed to get here, the first bird to greet us before we were even out the airport door was an American robin. Yep, from first to last, every day of our Hawaii trip was a splendid gift. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.